Psalm 95, verses 1 to 2. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. And now we'll sing hymn number 57.
Continue with our responsive reading, which is going to be Psalm 100, which is on the screen, but is also number 822 in the hymn book, should you wish to use that. If we could do the reading in the traditional way, please, I will say the first part in the light type, and if you could join in with the dark type in response, please. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him, bless his name.
For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever,
and his faithfulness to all generations.
Amen. 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 I am not at all musical. I have attempted to learn to play the piano twice, and it's not been successful, so please don't expect me to be accompanying any hymns anytime soon. Music just doesn't come naturally to me, and I don't actually even spend a lot of time listening to music because it's not my thing. I prefer actual words, really. However, I can appreciate that music's got much to offer all of us. Creating music or listening to it is a way in which many people can gain an insight into the emotions, or it can add to their experiences. I listened to a programme, well, it's probably a couple of weeks ago now, on Radio 4, and they were talking about the music of the film score composer John Williams and how much his music has had an impact on cinema goers over the years. For example, who could forget the theme tune to Jaws, or the music of Star Wars, or Indiana Jones? None of those are perhaps the most deep and meaningful of stories, but they were lifted beyond the ordinary by the extraordinary soundtracks. There are many references to music making in the Bible, and today we're going to consider the themes of melody, harmony, and rhythm, and explore what the Bible has to say on these subjects and what that might mean for us. We have, as mentioned, included opportunities for singing, but also for enjoying music in different ways. So if you have a musical instrument, you are very welcome to join in with that. And there are also, as a contrast, be opportunities for silence. We do hope that you'll join in with enthusiasm as joy as we worship the Lord today. We're going to continue with our prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and love are everlasting. You are worthy to receive our prayers and praises, Heavenly Father, Eternal Lord God, and with all the church in heaven and on your earth, we praise you for your majesty and glory, for your goodness and grace. We thank you for the wonders of creation and for the revelation of yourself to men, for your gift of life to us, for your mercy and grace throughout our lives, for the joy of loving and being loved, for all that is true and noble, all that is good and pure. For these gifts, we give you thanks and praise. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to continue the service by thinking about melody, which is our first theme. And hopefully the singing of our next hymn will be melodious, but regardless of what we sound like, we all want to be singing the same tune as Jesus, a melody of love which unites us and shows Jesus to the world. So our next hymn is a new one to many of us, which is I Have a Song That Jesus Gave Me. And I understand that the men's group are going to lead us with this one, but there is a very catchy chorus. So if you don't feel able to join in with the whole of the song with the men's group, please do join in with the chorus and do whatever you like with your instruments.
Thank you.
Melody of love.
And the first reading is from John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. And this is being read with the NIV version. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Amen.
Amen.
Our next reading is from Romans 12, verses 9 to 18. Love must be sincere.
Hate what is evil.
Cling to what is good.
Be devoted to one another in love.
Honour one another above yourselves.
Never be lacking in zeal,
but keep your spiritual fervour,
serving the Lord.
Be joyful in hope,
patient in affliction,
faithful in prayer.
Share with the Lord's people who are in need.
Practice hospitality.
Bless those who persecute you.
Bless and do not curse.
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
Mourn with those who mourn.
Live in harmony with one another.
Do not be proud,
but be willing to associate with people of low position.
Do not be conceited.
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone.
If it is possible,
as far as it depends on you,
live at peace with everyone. Amen.
Amen.
As Christians, we all love, and that love will show itself in different ways. We all sang the same tune for our last song, but blending together ideally creates beautiful harmony, but not always. So we continue with our prayers of confession. Lord, you have created a world in which everything is in harmony. Night follows day as our earth turns on its axis, and the seasons come and go in perfect rhythm. And yet, we have disrupted the music, disregarded the great symphony, wasted the precious resources you have provided, struck discordant notes with our neighbours. Too often, we sing songs of protest instead of those of love. We are truly sorry. Make us tender-hearted that the power of your music might change us. Make us modest that we might humbly sing the part you give us. Make us generous that others might hear your choral symphonies. God of truth and love, be merciful to us as we claim your promised forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're now going to sing hymn number 247, The Lord of the Dance. Thank you.
devil on your back. And every time what the underdog died from, the
familiar words from Matthew's Gospel. Words that we sometimes need to hear, I need to hear. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Here's an alternative interpretation from the Message. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Thank you, Robin and Helena. Sally introduced our theme this morning by saying she doesn't consider herself to be musical. And after singing The Lord of the Dance, I feel I must confess to having two left feet. In fact, sometimes it feels like three. The readings that we've just had reminded me that when I was a teenager, I went to stay with the family of my German exchange partner. Ava's dad was quite a good ballroom dancer, and he tried to take me around the dance floor. It wasn't a success. I'd like to say it was something to do with my lack of German and the translation, but to be honest, it was more because I didn't get the idea that in a ballroom dance, the lady is supposed to follow the way that the man leads. And I really wasn't doing this at all. It must have been a hugely frustrating experience for Herr Eberhard. The readings that Helena and Robin brought to me took me back to that. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I was anything but free and light, and certainly wasn't following in those dances. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. How different the dance of life would be if I would only follow his lead and place my footsteps in the steps of Jesus. That is the rhythm of grace. Paradoxically, it's also that in that following that we find freedom. When it comes to dance, I'm a relatively recent convert to Strictly Come Dancing, the television programme. I hope that some of you also enjoy that programme. One of the things that I enjoy most about it is the people who, the contestants who come with disabilities and how they manage to dance without a sense that I would think was essential to being able to do it. So there was Chris McCausland a couple of years ago, who danced without being able to see, and how he learned to follow the steps without being able to see what his teacher and partner was showing him. And going back a few years before that, we might get a picture on the screen from Jim, thank you, Rose Ellis Ayling, completely deaf, and yet able to dance. How did she do it? She danced barefoot, and she felt the music through her whole body. To me, that's a picture of how we feel that rhythm of God's grace. It's not just in hearing it, but it's actually it being a part of our being. And if you remember this dance, they tried to create that situation, that experience for us as viewers, by turning the sound of the music off during the dance. And that was quite a profound moment for the audience when they watched it and gained that experience of what it must be like to encounter the world in a different way. I wonder though, does it ever feel like that for us in our journey of faith? Are there times when we simply cannot hear or even feel what God's saying to us? Do we feel at a distance from it, somehow in a different world to others? Jesus said, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it, learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Had I taken up dance classes, perhaps I would have learnt to waltz or jive or tango. I didn't. But I wonder, have I been any better at learning the unforced rhythms of God's grace? How about you? As we draw our thoughts on melody, harmony, and rhythm to a close, I'd like to share one more very short reading with you. It's from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 5 and verse 13. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good. His love endures forever." Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud. I think those ancient words describe how the combination of a range of instruments and voices gave praise to God. And we've experienced something of that this morning as we've joined in singing, and some people have taken the opportunity to bring the instruments to us. We've been led by our singers and musicians, and I'm very grateful to you all. We began with the melody of God's love in our lives, and Chris brought us the reading from John's Gospel, where we heard Jesus saying in his prayer for us, how much God loves us, just as he loves Jesus. And Jesus went on to say that when we live out that love, others in the world will see and believe. That's quite a challenge for us, I think. Next, we turned to harmony and what it means to live in harmony with God. Jean and Ken illustrated the power of bringing two voices together in a reading, and how different that reading from the Bible was when we heard the contrasting voices, one message, different words. We don't have to agree on everything to live in harmony. But when we find unity and peace, we do this when we're one in our values and our principles. And then finally, Robin and Helena helped us to reflect on the freedom which comes with walking in rhythm with God, dancing to the beat of God's heart. In a moment, we'll sing that hymn, and it reminds us that the rhythm is captured in nature, even to the enormity of planets turning in space. How blessed we are to live in this amazing world. So when melody, harmony, and rhythm come together, sometimes we get it right and sometimes we don't. The resulting sound can be beautiful, and it shares the song of God's love and grace. When that music fills the air, others may recognise something beyond the usual experience. Perhaps some may catch a glimpse of God at work. And so we think about God at work in the world as we turn to our prayers of intercession and think of others in the world around us. And as we do, let us pray that walking in God's rhythm, we may be worthy ambassadors of God's love. At the beginning of the service, Sally mentioned that there would be opportunities for silence. We've attempted some pauses between notes in our music. We've attempted to bring alive the sounds that we sing. We had a break in the music in Lord of the Dance as we sang unaccompanied. And our prayers will largely be silent this morning. I'll offer some short phrases and leave a short time of silence afterwards for you just to bring your own thoughts and prayers into the space. And then we'll conclude those prayers with the Lord's Prayer at the end. And please say the Lord's Prayer in whichever version you feel most comfortable. I will lead in the traditional version, but please say whichever version you prefer. So, let us pray. Creator God, we join our prayers in the silence, thankful for your presence and your care as we meet. We pray first for our community. Loving God, we bring our prayers for our country, and not least for our government in a time of transition. God of peace and harmony, we pray for your world and the many places in need of our prayers. Father God, we pray now for those known to us personally, and particularly those who are in special need at this time. And finally, God, we pray for ourselves. We pray that in all we do, we may be worthy ambassadors for your love. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you that you hear all our prayers, spoken and unspoken. Prayers with words and prayers felt deep within. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And we conclude our prayers as we say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Before we have our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like just to say a huge thank you to everybody who's taken part this morning, for our readers, our musicians and singers, for our tech team, and for those who are preparing our coffee afterwards, for those who welcomed us. And I want to say just a special word of thanks to Ruth. She'll tell me off afterwards for this, but Ruth brought together the group who created this morning's worship, and without her we might still be sat at Hubie working on some very difficult lectionary readings that weren't going to take us very far. So thank you to you all. We would like to invite you, as we sing our last hymn, to leave singing, as we've been thinking about music. So before we come to our last hymn, I'd like to break with tradition and invite us to say together the grace to one another before we sing that last hymn. So let's join together as we say the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Our final hymn is number 483. We are marching in the light of God.